Big Daddy Dave, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Department, we have Sergeant Shelley Hartley, and along with her, Crystal Price. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And it's been fun to learn more about all the different things that the Sheriff's Department does and the different divisions. You want to talk about Crime Stoppers today.
Yes, sir.
So Crime Stoppers, some people know about it, some don't, but it's been around for a while in Caldwell County, I hear.
Yes, it's Lenoir Caldwell County Crime Stoppers. It was formed in 1983 here in Lenoir.
Wow.
The phone lines are manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And this is something that's been successful, and it has helped in many cases.
Yes. Yes, notably, one case I do remember, we had an armed robbery at a convenience store. The suspect actually pepper sprayed the clerk.
Ooh.
And it was, she had a hard time with that, but we did receive a Crime Stoppers tip and were able to go arrest the suspect.
Fantastic.
From an anonymous tip.
Right, and that's what it's all about. If there are crimes out there that you witness, this is a good way to, call in, let the department know what you saw that could then in turn, help out and lead to an arrest.
Yes, and we had most people that's lived here in 2018 remember we did have a young deputy shot back then, and we had received two calls that helped lead us to the suspect, to where he was living, and then led us to the suspect. And all those callers get cash money reward.
Yeah, tell us how the Crime Stoppers tip line works.
Okay. Whenever you call the number, it's 758-8300. Like I said, it's manned 24 hours a day. It goes into the Lenoir Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
You call in. You do not have to give your name. We don't have caller ID. We can't tell who you are unless you tell us.
Right.
We assign you a number. For example, C103.033 could be your number. That's how we identify you.
Okay.
Then you call in a week or so later to check the status of your tip. We let you know, hey, your tip solved this crime, or no, it didn't. And if it did, the Crime Stopper Board meets once a month, and they vote on the reward, how much reward you should get.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the thing is just for letting folks know, saying, hey, I saw this. This is what I saw. It could in turn, get you a reward and help solve the crime.
Yes, yes.
So it's really important for folks where, kind of feel that it's not that you're ratting somebody out or something. You're looking out for your community. You're looking out for, law enforcement members. It's really important when you see things like that. Don't be afraid to use the Crime Stopper tip line.
Exactly. And remember, we don't know who you are
unless
you tell us who you are.
Yeah, exactly. You can be completely anonymous. So, that is a great thing to remember, too, because, that folks want to have that if they're, calling in something because they don't want things to come back on them.
Right.
So you can totally understand why, you don't have a caller ID, nothing pops up. It's just you call in and then you're good to go.
Yeah, that's what this organization is for, mm-hmm. for people to call in with information and they don't have to fear retaliation.
Right.
So
yeah, that's very important. And of course, you have to fund those rewards that you may give out. And Crystal, there's something coming up that's going to help with that.
Yes. So tomorrow evening, you'll have the opportunity to come out and support your local Crime Stoppers. We'll be hosting a bingo night at the Hub in Hudson, and that's located at 145 Cedar Valley Road. Doors will open around 5, and hopefully we'll start playing around 6.
Okay.
So every dime that we earn from that goes into the rewards fund.
That's great. And you can you can get your bingo cards. You can bring a whole group, and it looks like you can reserve a table if you want to.
Yeah. You actually would have a savings of $20 if you reserved a table for $300.
Mm-hmm.
That's for 8 players, and that would be like a $20 savings to your group. Just remember that it's cash only, so bring your pocketbook full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And cash prizes will also be awarded. That's the prizes. And I think the starting out at $100.
We usually start at $100. We'll see how many people we have to come in.
Right.
And that will determine the big prize.
Yeah. Great.
But it's lots of fun. This is our third bingo night that we've had.
And I think we're having concessions.
Yeah, you've got to have food and drink for the bingo players.
We'll be serving drink. Yeah. We'll have Johnny's Pizza. We'll be out with his pizza food truck out front.
Nice.
But it's just fun. We'll have Chick-fil-A and pizzas for sale. Also, drinks, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody should come.
Yeah, good food, playing bingo. That sounds like a good Friday night.
Yes.
And this is, like we said, this is a way for you to fund those rewards, and that's how you keep that fund going through the year. You do different fundraisers.
Yeah.
So that is important. Yeah. If you don't have anything going on, plan on going out to bingo night tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you want to share about Crime Stoppers?
Well, we do have a Crime Stoppers page. We do keep that updated. Just Lenore Caldwell Crime Stoppers. We've got our bingo flyer on the page. We'll probably update it again today to remind people to come out tomorrow night.
Yes.
Come at 5 o'clock, get your table, get your pizza, Chick-fil-A. Be ready to
support your community.
Do the bingo at 6 p.m.
Sounds great. Well, ladies, thank you for coming out today, sharing about Crime Stoppers, a really important part of the Sheriff's Department to keep our community safe. So we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. There's Crystal Price and Sergeant Shelley Hartley joining us this morning from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Department for our Kicks Morning Chat.